Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I worship forever. Hallelujah. Thank you. I worship
Hey, brother, sister, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, And we're going to go ahead on and get into this lesson today, bless God.
Good Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this day. Thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come and learn more of your word. And Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one that have joined us today. Be with those that are listening by internet, Father God. Be with those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer that we have heard, Father God. And we know that you continue healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you touch Minister Robinson as he continues in his recovery and his rehab. We're praying for Israel. We're praying for the United States. We're praying for Sister Michelle Nelson and family during their time of bereavement, the Johnson family, and also the Owens family. And Evangelist Melissa, we ask that you keep them in prayer, give them perfect peace, Father God, as they go through their time of bereavement. And we ask that you will be with that are asking for prayer for their healing. Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Williams, Evangelist Sharon, and Brother Nelson. This is somebody else, pastor's daughter. So we're praying for total and complete healing for them as well, Father God, because we know there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. We ask that you continue, Lord, to let your glory shine through, your word be made plain. Even unto them, Father God, we know as they go through their different situations that you're always there with them. Because you said in your word, I will never leave you nor forsake you, Father God. And also be with the Johnson family as well, Father God. So, Lord, we just bring them all to you, Father God. And anyone else, Father God, who may not have made it known unto us, Father God, but you are with them. Be with those that are going through different things in their life, Father God, trying to make the right decision, Father God. Lord, bless them, Father God, that one of your soldiers will go by and let them know what thus says the Lord. The Lord, continue to be with our pastor as he teaches this word. Use him, Holy Ghost, and then help us to receive the word in our hearts that we may share it with others. We thank you, Father God, for your word, and we're thanking you for this time that we come together. Have your way in Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Now, we're going to work with the subject a little bit today. The subject is a step by faith in is a step into his grace. A step by faith is a step into his grace. In other words, we're having a relationship with him now. Well, how is that possible, you ask, when everybody see us as sinners? And every day, that's what? Well, you forgot Jesus made the pathway. He made the way back to God, the Father. You just have to become a reality. This is the very reason God so loved that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ. Why? First, because he was perfect. Second, because he became that substitute. He became that sin offering to die on the cross.
for you and for me, nothing and no one else would ever be that perfect sacrifice that would bridge that gap back to the Father. Only Jesus. Remember Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, not a way. That's important. See, V is greater than A, or V is greater than R. Yeah.
All right.
So
amen.
He says, I am the way. I am the life. I am the truth. No man come to the Father but by me. Only Jesus' life sacrificed his blood to make atonement. In other words, paid in full for our sins. Paid for. That's the message for the people. No, it's already paid for. Our Heavenly Father did it. His Son was the only acceptable sacrifice to God for our sins. This selfless act of love on God's part, throwing his Son, made a way back to our truly Heavenly Father. Listen, loved one. So we could once again enter into a relationship with him. So we're no longer denied. We're no longer not accepted because we're in a relationship. You know, I probably need to really talk about what relationship is, because a lot of things, I think people got in relationship. I'm going to let Pastor read that out of the King James. I mean, out of the Messenger Bible. I'm sorry. That's John, what did I quote? John 14? Because sometimes I get caught up, Pastor. John 14:6.
I got the wrong Bible. Hold on, Pastor.
No problem.
15 and verse 6 from the Message Bible. Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. Amen.
Amen. See, so what that says to me, once again, we have entered a relationship with him. So we can no longer desire for us to be with him. It is his desire that we be with him. See, that's the other part you got to come to, to know that it is his desire that we be with him. So when you're in a relationship, it's the fact of having some of the same things in common.
Mm-hmm.
I better say that again. When you are in a relationship, it just doesn't have to be man and woman. You can be women and women, men and men. But when you're in a relationship, it all depends on what kind of relationship. Let me be clear with that one. The kind of relationship matters. It really matters. Because relationship could mean that, you know, you have the same thing in common. You enjoy the same thing. I'm in a relationship with people who like to play billiards. Everybody can't play billiards. So we have that in common. Our affairs exist between us. It's not romantic. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Our relationship is not necessarily romantic.
Amen.
What the relationship does, it connects you. I want to say it binds you, like in participation. That's what makes the relationship. Something binds you. You went to college together. You know,
yeah.
So you're in a relationship because y'all went to the same college. See, it go beyond mm-hmm. friendship. Ooh, preach. I'm trying to do
amen.
This. Relationship
amen.
Is something you have in common. You have that in common. That's what makes a relationship. So when Jesus said that I am the way and we want to be part of that way, we have that connection there. We have that relationship there. We're bearing mm-hmm. some of the same things.
Amen.
We want to be part of that oneness, that likeness. We're in accordance, you know, with. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's more than just association. I think mm-hmm. when you go to association, you limit it, or you're limiting your relationship. It has to be more than that. It's something that links us. And what we have together is that we are new creatures in Christ now. So we're in a relationship,
amen.
Brothers and sisters. We're in mm-hmm. a relationship with him. So Jesus Christ
yeah.
made it possible for you and me to become accepted back into a place of fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father. So it's friendship, relationship, then fellowship. That's what we ought to be about now, ought to be about fellowship. And that don't mean you're going to a building. Let me remember now, you're in a relationship. So if you're in a relationship, you have the same thing in common, there ought to be some fellowship there. There ought to
right.
be that union. There ought to be that agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope this making sense to you, because see, when I tell you a step of faith is a step into his grace, that's what we got going on. We're in that thing, man. Grace have connected us. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. Because some folks want you to try
yeah.
to explain. I can't explain it to you. All I can tell you is that he liked me like that. He liked me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me his grace. He gave me his gift. So I accepted it. And when I accepted it, I became like him.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our part is to accept his gift. Pastor, find Romans 5, 5:18. I want you all to see this. I'm trying to build this thing so that, you know, everybody will see it through the eyes of God, man. Not Lewis, not Beasley, but I want you to see it through the eyes of God, so that when we read Romans 5:18, when we read these other scriptures, I want you to know you're seeing it through the eyes of God. He says, therefore, as by the offering of one judgment came upon all men to be condemned or condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Five 18. Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us in all this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. One man said yes to God and put many in the light. In the right. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, in the right. Our part is to accept that gift of his love. Jesus paid the only acceptable price for our sins, trust and believe, so that we would no longer be separated from our lover. We will no longer be separated from the one that we need. We will no longer be separated from the love of our life. See, some people have never experienced that. But if you ever been in love and you got separated from that loved one, whatever, by whatever, or your relationship, because that's what we're talking about, relationship, and you got separated, you long for that. God had a longing for us to be back. So the sin, you do understand, sin is what kept us apart. That's what kept us from our Heavenly Father. It was sin. So it's now up to us individually to receive that gift. So when we read Romans 5:18, you can see that. God did not plan to have you on this earth just to watch you grow old, Pastor. That ain't what God's plans were for you, Evangelist Sharon. God care about you.
Amen.
You are his pride and joy. You are his masterpiece. He desired a relationship with you, and here now, the eternity relationship. An eternal relationship, not just a few years relationship, but forever. See, when you're looking for a relationship, it should be a forever relationship. We're not going to get locked into the relationship, Paul, but let me say this. Yes, it's a relationship. Yes, it is possible. I live and speak from the very relationship, even now, because that is where I live, move, have my being, which is in my relationship with him. So if I can be in some kind of way, and believe me, I get it. God has no respect of person, brothers and sisters. What he did for me, he'll do it for you.
Yeah, amen.
Which means he doesn't come to mean approval, then you can walk in that same thing, because it's a gift. He given it to me, and he'll give it to you as well. You have to accept it.
Amen.
So that's why we ended up with Hebrews 12. I think it was Hebrews 12 and 2. We'll go there. See, I've allowed people to test me, but not define me. Preach, preacher. See, testing me does not define me, because I know who I'm looking to. I know what I'm looking forward to. I know where my faith is at. I know what I trust in. I know what I believe in. So my past does not define me. That's who I am. And you shouldn't let your past define you. The word of God is going to be what defines me. It's what's proving me. But in Hebrews, let me go there because I may as well get caught up in my testimony here. But in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up being along the way. cross,
the pastor.
Shame. Yes, Pastor.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, Pastor? Can you hear me, Pastor?
You read Hebrews 12 and 2.
Yeah, 12 and 2. I'm getting ready to read it now, Pastor.
Mr. P.
Okay. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Yes, Pastor. I'm here. One second, Pastor.
Nice.
Hello? Pastor? Hello? I don't know what happened, Pastor. Okay, I'm going to read Hebrews 12 and 2. Hopefully everybody can hear me. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, the exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you all that hung in there for me, for thinking. Hallelujah. I was trying to do a check. Let's see here. I don't know if I'm still in there or not. Let me see. Yeah. Let's see, dear Pastor. Let's see. Pastor, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Pastor.
Okay. Well, whatever the enemy was doing, praise God. I ain't got time to give him no play. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, that is, and I was talking about you and me, he endured this thing. He endured the cross, despising the shame, because it was a shameful thing, that he sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews 12 and 2. And did you get a chance to read that out of the Messenger Bible?
I did, but I'll read it again, Pastor. Amen.
Sound good.
Okay, it says, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen.
Amen. See, I get what Christian life involves. Yes, it involves hard work. I'm the first to agree. It require us to live up to what, you know, ever endanger our relationship with God, to run patiently and to struggle against sin. I get all of that. But let me tell you, with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the power of the Holy Ghost to live effectively, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. I need to say that 3-4 more times. I say, if you're going to run this race that I'm talking about, you're going to have to keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to stay in faith so you can keep that grace. Let me say that one more time. I don't want nobody to miss this. Because, I mean, I get it, brothers and sisters. Things just ain't happening as fast as you want them. Things are not going. I get all of that. Let me say this to you. If we're going to live this life, the Holy Spirit to lead us. It has to guide us. Because the Holy Spirit will let us keep our eyes on Jesus. And we will stumble if we don't. So that's why he said, look always from the start, or if I should say from the outset of our coming into Christianity or coming into Christ, we have to, no matter what the circumstances are, we have to keep our eyes on Christ. So in order to do that, you're going to have to surround yourself with the Word of God constantly. You should be running for Christ, not for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we must always keep our eyes on Christ, no matter what. And in order to do that, I have somewhat laid out these 7 steps. Hey, they may not be all what you would put it or how you would put it. But hey, I guarantee you in these 7 steps, one of them is going to be kind of like you. And it may not be in the same order. Let me say that too. Because, you know, a lot of times people, they want certain things in a certain order. Well, it may not be in that order, okay? But I can tell you this. You have to study your word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have to get yourself acquainted with God. God and the word is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think the devil's doing everything he can to keep you out of the word? Everything is here to keep you out of the word of God. Everything in this word is talking about. Because see, the devil know that 2 Timothy 3:16 said we're to study to show ourselves approved. Because if you start studying that word, remember now you're in a relationship, you studying your mate. You start studying that word, that's just like you trying to study somebody you want to be with. you remember what relationship was? I need to remind you, because I don't want you to miss this. Remember, relationship is staying connected. Relationship is having the same thing in common, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if we're to have the same thing in common to keep that connection, then we need to know more about each other.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me say this. I want you to be assured of your relationship. Somebody said we'll get into another day because I said I didn't really want to get into a relationship. But I want to more get into what it means. Start now getting acquainted with God, the Father. Get acquainted with God, the Son. Get acquainted with God, the Holy Spirit. How you do that, you ask? In his word and in his ways. So here's how. First, read his word. I mean, I don't care. I like for you to start in the book of John. And you can read a chapter a day. Because if you start in St. John, you're going to get to know a few things. Just for instance, let me go and find this. I want you to see it. Because that's a good place to start. It's in the book of St. John. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Maybe it is. Because see, I want you to get acquainted with this new relationship you're in. Okay? And so in the book of John, St. John, I mean, start wherever the Spirit leads you to start, that's where you start. But I was just suggesting, if you start in St. John, and maybe I'll read a few verses, at least two of them. Should be maybe about five. But I want you to see, you're in a relationship now. So you want to take it from the beginning. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now watch this. The fourth verse. And in him was life, and it was the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Five verses. So when I say start with John, well, go ahead, Pastor. You can read that out the Messenger Bible or whatever.
All right, Pastor. St. John 1, verses 1 through 5. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God. In readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. Amen.
So let me just stick a little nugget in there for you. In the beginning was Christ. Or I know it says the Word, but I want you to see it like this because you can understand it better. In the beginning was Christ. He was the Word. Because if you read on down there, the Word, I'm going to say it's probably around the, I know why I want to say the 14th verse, but it says something like, and the Word was made flesh. That was Christ, man. And he dwelt among us. That was Christ. And we beheld his glory, that was Christ. As the only begotten of the Father, that was Christ. How you know? Because he was full of grace and truth. It's what we need. That's what made the relationship work now. See?
Amen.
And you have to agree that he came. You have to agree to that. You cannot disagree and say it's not possible. Yes, it's possible. That's why you have to read the Word. That's number one, okay? One chapter a day. I don't care. Start reading one chapter a day. And then ask the Lord Jesus, reveal to me what I am reading in your Word. Let me see more of you, Lord. Because the preacher says it's in the Word, so I'm in the Word, and I want you to talk. And watch you start talking to you. Because, see, the second one is pray. That's communication with him. Who wants to be in a relationship and y'all don't communicate?
No one.
That's not good.
Amen.
That's not good. Y'all riding to the store and you never say anything to each other. You're going on vacation, you never say anything. Who does that? Walk around in the same house and you're not talking to each other. What kind of relationship is that? That's no communication. Got to have some communication. Now, come on now. I know that.
Amen.
I know you got to have some kind of relationship, some kind of communication. And if I can be an adult here, and if y'all would have your adult ears on, oh, Jesus, help me, Holy, to say this right. I'm going to say it properly.
Yeah.
I know you got to have stuff in common, but you got to have more than just one thing in common. Some people, the only thing they got in common is sex. That's the only thing. That's not a relationship.
Amen.
In the world, they call that a booty call. That's all that is. Well, I mean, I know folks already hung up. I get it. I'm not, this is grown folk conversation here. I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, that's why you got to read the word of God. Then you begin to communicate with him. Set aside some time to communicate. You're not going to have a good relationship if all the time y'all screaming and hollering at each other. No, set some time aside to agree to disagree, to agree. Because, you know, the word of God says, come unto me, all ye that labor. He constantly begging, constantly pleading with us to come. Come, let us reason together. How about that one, huh?
Yeah.
Come, let us reason.
Yeah.
He want to reason with you. Ain't trying to argue with you. Ain't trying to debate. Because he realized we're in a relationship. So set aside a little time for just one, like a one-on-one. So set a little time aside for him. You know, when I get up in the morning, I wake up. First thing I want to do is thank God.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Then I said, Lord, I want to take you through my day. I'm just telling you what I do. All y'all do, got your own little testimony. But he's interested, even in the small things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might say, Lord, what lies ahead for me today? Lord, I'm going to go ahead and I want to finish washing my car. I want to go ahead and finish doing this floor. I want to go to work. I want to finish writing this book. I want to finish. See, you put that out there and let the Lord know, hey, I want you to go with me. Who in a relationship don't want to feel their mate? Don't want to be in one with their mate? Who in a relationship don't want to have that communication?
Yes, yes.
Well, I know what she's doing right now. She's probably having lunch or, oh, I know. What time? Oh, she's on the word at noon right now. I know what she's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she over there at Walmart spending my money. But you know, you should know your mate. Oh, he's down there at the key place, shooting the breeze with them guys. Or how about this? He's out there witnessing somewhere. Not sure who he's talking to. It doesn't matter. I know he's talking to them about the Lord.
Amen.
And the other day, he's going to be talking to them about the Lord. I don't know how the conversation going to start. It may start out with football. But at the end of the day, I promise you, she's talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
I may start out talking about drugs. May start out talking about addiction. But at the end of the day, see, because that's part of my prayer. God is interested in our prayer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I'm going to leave it right there. And we'll pick up on the other seven. These other seven with communication, communicating with him. So set a little time aside, brothers and sisters. I know y'all already do that. I know you practice that. I'm looking at a bunch of them right now. I know you practice that. That's why you on here 12 o'clock. You know, set aside 12 o'clock that you want to be here for the word at noon. And I appreciate it. If I haven't told you, let me tell you now, I appreciate you. But when you get up in the morning.
Thank you.
Let me tell y'all what I do. Because some of y'all can go and get a good laugh at me. I got a Bible. I got books right by the bath, the restroom. I don't know what you call the restroom, bathroom. But I got a little stand there. And because I know I'm going to hit that restroom early in the morning. I know that. So I say, well, when I'm in there, I'm going to spend some time with God. See, I can multitask. I'm not a blonde, or as they say, you know, you can't do more than one thing. I can do more than one thing at a time. So while I'm in there in that private moment, to me, because that's private times, you see, well, I guess that's just way out there. Well, so be it. But I'm trying to get to where you live at. I'm trying to get on your street so you can understand. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. If you don't, you're not even living. I promise you that. You're not listening to me. Wherever you are, you may be in a coma. But if you're not using the bathroom, A, I don't want you around me. B, it's something seriously wrong if you're living every day and never using the bathroom. So, with that being said, I go to the bathroom and my books and stuff right there, and I know I'm gonna get some private time. I don't care about no phone ringing. I don't care about none of that. None of that. Mm-hmm. TV, none of that. Because I'm in that little private time. I'm trying to say, at some point in time, you got to find a way to put some time aside just for God.
Yeah.
I understand y'all may have husband and wife. I get all of that. But still, that's a way out right there. When you go in that bed, you got to go there, and they understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in there, you're talking to the Father. You're telling him what you plan on doing today, and you need him to come and go with you. You need him to be with you the whole day through, because it's some crazies out here. I need you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to redirect them bullets. I need you to have angels encamped around me, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I may go into Walmart today and a nut just falling through the side. He want to shoot up the place. So I'm just saying, you get that added layer of protection, if that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That being said, hallelujah. We'll pick it up there tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned. And now, if you guys have anything to say, just press 1, and we'll let you in. And do you have any comments on any of the scriptures, anything been said thus far, you know, so far? Just press 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because see, making the right choices is important, brothers and sisters. Making the right choices is important. I mean, we may just pick it up right there. Because, you know, it's a fact. We're having big decisions every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make the right decision. We may just pick it up there tomorrow. Whatever the Lord says. But anybody else have anything they want to comment on? Pastor, you have any scripture that come to mind you want to go over again?
I just want to read that John 1:1-5 from the New Living Translation. It says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.